KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And just after 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. Temperature's been holding steady and is currently at 30 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy today. A chance of fog, light snow, or flurries, and a high around 32. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Police in Creston say two residents reported incidents of theft Thursday. A man residing in the 300 block of South Division Street said at around 8 a.m. that sometime between 9 a.m. Wednesday and 8 a.m. Thursday, someone broke into his car. Items missing from the vehicle included a $100 Casey's gift card, a Hy-Vee fuel saver card, a pack of cigarettes, a Samsung phone charger, and two spare sets of keys. The loss was estimated at $227 altogether. And at around 11:50 p.m. Thursday, a man residing in the 500 block of North Vine Street in Creston reported to police that sometime between 4 and 6 p.m. on Thursday that someone broke into his house. He was missing a Howa 1500 308 rifle with a scope and a small batch. Those items were valued at $720 altogether. Creston police say a man from Colorado was cited following a non-injury accident Wednesday morning. 53-year-old Raymond Farrington of Lyman, Colorado, was cited for failure to provide proof of financial liability or insurance, accident-related, after the 2001 Nissan Maxima he was driving slid through the intersection of Highway 25 and Adams Street in Creston and collided with the 2005 Dodge Caravan. The driver of the van was identified as 19-year-old Kirby Queener of Creston, and that accident happened around 6:25 a.m. Wednesday. Authorities say Farrington was traveling on Highway 25 and had tried to stop for the red light at the intersection but was unable to do so due to the weather and road conditions. Damage from the collision amounted to about $5,000. The Iowa State Patrol says a California man was arrested following a traffic stop along Interstate 80 southwest of Des Moines. It turned up more than 430 pounds of marijuana. The trooper stopped the SUV on suspicion of traffic violation Wednesday night and searched the SUV after smelling a strong odor of raw marijuana coming from inside the vehicle. The search uncovered three large duffel bags containing 258 pounds of THC edibles and five large duffel bags containing 173 pounds. Of high-grade marijuana. A 32-year-old driver from Los Angeles was arrested. A Sioux City woman has been given 30 months in prison for driving the getaway vehicle after a bank robbery. 36-year-old Karen Merrick was sentenced Thursday. She'd pleaded guilty to being an accessory after the fact. Prosecutors had charged Merrick with bank robbery but changed the charge in return for her plea. Prosecutors say she drove Philip White away from the Iowa State Bank in Lamar's after he robbed it on December 12th of 2018. Officers managed to flatten the vehicle's tires during the chase and arrest the pair. White's been sentenced to 12 years in prison. A deal has been struck that could avert a strike by unionized nurses at Mercy One Siouxland Medical Center in Sioux City. Nurses represented by the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 222 voted earlier this month to authorize the walkout. The hospital announced a tentative agreement last night, but the details have not been publicly released. The union says voting dates on the deal will be announced soon. The local's current contract expired on September the 1st, and the nurses have been seeking a better nurse-to-patient ratio, higher pay, better benefits, and an improved strategy to handle turnover at that hospital. Environmental groups and community activists rallied at the Iowa Capitol in Des Moines yesterday to push lawmakers to consider halting the growth of hog farms in the state. Food and Water Watch and Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement sponsored that Thursday event. They've sued the state, claiming it has violated its obligation to protect the Raccoon River from hog farm pollution. Activists at the rally called on lawmakers to consider a House bill introduced last year that would impose a moratorium on hog farm expansion. The bill, sponsored by a group of Democrats, was not assigned by Republican leaders to a subcommittee for discussion. Hundreds of thousands of Iowans expected to make their voices heard on February 3rd, and election officials in Audubon County say there will be two caucus locations for the Democrat caucus. Precinct 1, which basically covers the northern half of the county, will be the Audubon Elementary School. Precinct 2, which covers the southern half of the county, including Kimbleton, is at the Exira Event Center. And the Republican caucus will be held for Precinct 1 at the Audubon High School. Precinct 2 will meet at the Exira School. Doors open for each event at 6 o'clock and close at 7 o'clock on February 3rd. No one is permitted into those buildings after 7 o'clock, and anyone needing a ride to a caucus site is invited to visit the Audubon County Democrats' Facebook page for their particular caucus. You can click on the Community tab and scroll to the application. Anyone willing to provide rides are also encouraged to visit the site to volunteer to pick up their neighbors who might need those rides. And officials encourage high school students to attend the caucuses in their respective precincts. Anyone turning 18 before November 3rd may participate in the caucus, and those students not eligible to caucus may observe the process. Well, Dr. Jill Biden, the wife of Democrat presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden, will make stops in southwest and western Iowa today and tomorrow. Mrs. Biden will campaign on behalf of her husband in Sydney, Bedford, Corning, and Red Oak today, and in Logan on Saturday. You can read more about her schedule and the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And members of the public who want to attend any of those events should RSVP via the Biden campaign website. Now, today, Mrs. Biden will be in Sydney at the Silver Spur and Grill. And the doors open for that event at 10:45 this morning. The event starts at 11. She'll also be in Bedford for a 1 o'clock event with the Bedford American Legion, in Corning for a 3:15 event at the Corning Public Library, and in Red Oak at the Firehouse Restaurant for a 5 p.m. event. All those doors for those venues will open 15 minutes prior to the scheduled start time. And on Saturday, Mrs. Biden will be in Logan at the 4th Avenue Grill. The event starts at 11 o'clock. She'll also make stops in Storm Lake and Humboldt on Saturday. With all eyes on Democrats as they prepare to cast their ballots in Iowa's kickoff caucuses, President Trump's reelection campaign is working to try and persuade Republican voters that they should turn out at their caucus sites, too. The push is complete with a presidential rally next week, GOP-led training sessions, and a new video featuring the president's daughter-in-law. It makes clear that the campaign is trying to avoid the optics of empty Republican rooms on caucus night juxtaposed with Democratic gatherings, brimming with enthusiastic voters, and to keep the focus on Trump. Pete Buttigieg finds himself in a place that he could hardly have contemplated when he began running for president a year ago. He likely cannot finish lower than second in the Iowa caucuses if he wants to advance it is in the Democratic presidential nominating campaign. Each of the top four candidates within reach of the lead in Iowa faces his or her own version of the challenge, but the 38-year-old former mayor of a mid-sized Midwestern city has a particularly high burden of proof in his bid to win the right to face President Trump. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.